And some of them have sharp
tusks.
And on the back of their neck they have
bristles.
And you feed them, they eat their slop out of a
trough.
And you might say you might have five or six of these things. Five or six.
Troughs. Uh-huh. I'll tell you, that day's putting a role too among the farmers. They don't use those things anymore. Once in a while a man does, but I'd say 90, maybe 95% of them feed them nothing but ground feeds and feed in hoppers, you know, where a hog can help himself.
The sound that the calf makes when it's being weaned, what would you call it? The calf starting to...
Well, you'd call it a blat, I guess, for a little calf.
And the sound that the cow makes during feeding time, or at feeding time, the cow starts to...
Well, you can call it a moo or you can call it a bawl.
And the horse makes during feeding time.
Winter. Winning, some of them call it, but winner in proper word.
And the hen that's trying to...
Cackle?
She's trying to... No, I was thinking something else. She's trying to hatch...
Hatch a brood? Well, a sitting hen.
Sitting hen. It's a setting. Excuse me.
No,
I'd better stay there a while.
It's a sitting hen. She sits.
If she sits.
You can set her, but she sits.
Now then, Professor, what is it?
Well, that's all right.
I must admit, I never heard of the sitting hen, but it might be what you call them around
here. No, it's a setting hen.
Well, they call them setting hens, but listen.
Well, she sits there for 3 weeks.
I can see your point. It's a good point.
She sits there for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, we won't fuss over grammar now.
The place, the building that you keep the hens in overnight would be the...
Oh, a chicken house, usually.
And what do you call the crate that you put the hens in and take them to market?
Coop, chicken coop.
You never call the house a coop, chicken coop. They don't sleep in a chicken coop overnight. I mean, that's...
Well, they do call it chicken coop, yeah, there's a lot of them.
The bone that the children like to get when they eat chicken is a...
Wishbone, I think.
Drumsticks.
Well,
I think
it's the wishbone he's wanting there.
Right. You have a term for all the edible insides of a pig or a calf? That is the heart and liver and all these. A general term for the whole bunch?
Well, let's see.
Lights.
No, lights are the lungs. Oh. But, listen, the heart and the liver.
You ever call it the haslet or chitlins? Pluck?
Those are new words to me. I never heard of
it. I've got one here called liver and lights. I never heard it used, but lights means just the lungs.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
And the
there are people
is
that,
the heart. That's
there are
an
people
English
that use
word.
The lungs too.
From the heart is pluck.
That mix the lungs in with other portions, like they're making up a mess out of the liver and... other portions, liverwurst, well, they put other meat with it, you know, some portions of the hog. Usually the flanky part of the side where it would otherwise be called bacon, they cut that up in the head. They make head cheese. That's wonderful stuff. You boil that old head till the bones, the meat will fall off of the bones.
You make head cheese then.
Head
is that
cheese.
Same as souse?
Well, a souse is something that it's a German name, and
they put cornmeal in souse.
I don't know just how they make it, but they make up a lot of things. Well, listen, the Germans even use blood to mix up with some of their
blood pudding, blood sausage.
Yeah, I think they put that in souse, no doubt. But you know, the Bible tells us we're not to ever use the blood.
What's that?
And I don't think I wouldn't eat it if I knew it anyway.
Well, the side meat, is that the bacon?
Yes.
Would you ever call it side meat?
Well, we do, it's a common name, but bacon is the proper